The New American Weekly presents Front Page Drama.
I don't mean that you should do it. I started this and I'll see it through. Tell me, what's the name of that old folks' home out on the pike?
I think you mean Laurel Hill Home.
Yeah, that's it. I'll telephone them tomorrow and find out how to get Mother Jones interested in the place. I can't stand her around here any longer. All right, Doris?
All right, Michael.
If the time comes when you must care for your mother or dad, it'll be well for you to remember this story of Doris and Michael Robeson, and of Doris's aged parent, Mother Jones. Listen as Front Page Drama brings you an unusual story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that's distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. As mothers-in-law go, Mother Jones ranks among the best. She makes her home with Doris and Michael Robeson, her daughter and son-in-law. Michael is the first to admit that she's a sweet old thing, very frail, but a terrific talker. And lately, she's been telling long, fanciful tales which irritate him more than a little. And that was the subject of his conversation with his wife one evening after Mother Jones had retired to her room.
More coffee, dear?
Just a spot, thank you.
You seem awfully tired out tonight, Michael.
Well, and that verbal barrage from your mother at dinner didn't help me any, Doris.
Michael, how can you talk like that? Well, after all, you and I are going to be old someday, and we'll want someone to love and take care of us.
I know, darling, I know, but, well, as I've said before, perhaps by renting her room and cutting a few corners, we could place Mother into an old folks' home and have our home to ourselves.
No, I just can't do it, Michael. Why, Mother thinks she's so welcome here. And she's a tremendous help to me. And company when you're away on business. Besides, she's so fond of you that I'm sure she would think it was my idea if we suggested that she leave. And I don't want her to think that.
But, Doris, I don't mean to be unreasonable in this. I simply would like more privacy when I come home at night. Not this everlasting chattering about what happened years ago. Am I asking too much to have a little quiet in my own home?
No, dear. You're not asking too much. Only, you are asking too much when you ask me to broach the subject to Mother. You'll have to do it, dear. I just can't do it.
Very well, then I will, and soon, too. Tomorrow night, in fact. I'll tell you what. After dinner, you excuse yourself and drop over to see Edna for an hour or so. Just leave us two alone, and I'll do the trick.
Michael, I must say I feel very good to think you want to have a talk with me. Doris told me today I simply must not chatter so much when you come home tired in the evening. So it makes me feel pretty good to have you really want to visit with me.
Well, yes, sir. It's something I must explain to your mother, Jo.
Now, Michael, you needn't apologize for your language when you barked your shins in the dark last night. I'm sorry about that chair I left out in the hall, if that's what you mean. I plumb forgot about it. So I'm to blame.
I think nothing of it, Mother Jones, but, well, that's not what I want.
I learned long ago from my own dear husband that the best of men swear sometimes. I remember, as if it was yesterday, the time the icebox lid fell on his head. We had the old-fashioned kind, you know, not a refrigerator. I was just a silly bride, so I locked myself in my room and shed tears, when, after all, you couldn't blame him a bit.
Now, Mother Jones, I'm sure I don't blame your husband for swearing quite a lot during his life.
You and Andrew are two of a kind. You'd get along fine. Michael, I like to think of heaven as a place where there'll be many happy reunions, and people who never met on earth will be good friends, like you and Andrew.
If I get there. I might not make the grade.
Oh, yes, you will, Michael.
Well, maybe Doris will put a good word for me, I guess. But, Mother Jones, we've been making some plans.
You'll need no recommendation from Doris, good girl though she is, on account of what it says in the good book.
I'm afraid I don't recall.
That's why I think they're already polishing up the brightest star for your crown of glory.
Yeah, well, that'll be just great, me wearing a crown. Now, if you'll just let me tell you what Doris and I decided...
In just a little minute, please, Michael. I only want to say there's one thing we can't any of us escape when we pass to a better life, and that's having our records looked up.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of people who thought they were some pumpkins here on Earth are going to get a jolt. But now it may seem pretty bold of me to say this, Michael, but when you're old, like me, the wall between you and the next world gets thin, more like a veil. That's how I know not much will be said to you, Michael, about not being in church of late.
Oh.
Without playing golf on Sundays. Oh, it might be mentioned in passing. But what's going to count, Michael, is your taking an old woman into your home. A lonely old woman who, after living in her own house all her days, couldn't have borne it to be in some old folks' home.
But, Mother Jones, I've often felt you'd find it a great deal pleasanter
I know how you've often felt, Michael. You think I don't. But I do. I know you can't help getting tired of having your mother-in-law around all the time and wishing she was in Timbuktu. But I guess you know it can't be too much longer. So you've kept your temper.
Well, I...
That's why I know, sure as you're born, someday the Lord is going to look you straight in the eye and say, why, come in, Michael Robeson, you come right in and make yourself at home. There. I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. Though I didn't mean for you to get all red in the face like that, Michael, I must say. Now, I promise to keep still. I won't talk any more. I'll listen. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me, Michael?
Listen in just a moment for the heartwarming conclusion to this front-page drama brought to you by the New American Weekly. According to an exclusive article in the coming issue of the great New American Weekly, the small child's world must contain his mother. Dr. Marinia Farnham, eminent psychiatrist and author of the book The Adolescent, says that even a few days of separation between mother and child, particularly when baby is less than a year old, may establish fears to last a lifetime. She suggests 8 rules to follow in raising your youngster, rules which will save him from torments later on in life. You'll be interested in Dr. Farnham's article entitled Fear, just one of the many informative features coming your way in this week's issue of the great New American Weekly, carried with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. And now back to our front page drama. Determined that his sweet old mother-in-law should move out of his home into a home for old folks, Michael Robeson's interview with her didn't get very far from his point of view. In fact, her question, "Now what was it you wanted to tell me, Michael?" suddenly brought their conversation to a close, and he left to join his wife, Doris, who was visiting a neighbor's home. As they walked home later that evening...
I wonder, Doris, if the old gal was sharp enough to know she was putting me off. Maybe not, but even though she was, my mind is made up, and now, but... just how am I going to tell her?
Well, I suppose if I must, I must.
No. I don't mean that you should do it. I've started this, and I'll see it through. What's the name of that old folks' home out on the Pike?
I think you mean Laurel Hill Home.
Yeah, that's it. I'll telephone them tomorrow and find out what's the best way of getting Mother Jones' interest in the place and find out all the details of having her live there. All right, Doris.
All right, Michael.
One of the preliminary steps to having Old Mother Jones entered in the Laurel Hill Home for the Aged was a physical examination, to which she submitted happily. The examination was made by the Robeson's family physician, and Mother Jones was unaware that it was for other than the usual reasons. Michael dropped in old Dr. Ware's office to learn the result.
Sorry you had to wait so long, Michael. Seems the world's ills will never come to an end.
Oh, that's all right, Dr. Ware. I was just out for an evening walk, and I thought I'd find out how Mother Jones' examination came out.
I see. Well, Michael, Mother Jones is all right. Now, I'm almost as old as she is, but I'll wager she'll outlive me and lots of others all right. Remember her as a girl. Pretty? Never was such a beauty as Nellie Jones. Knew Andrew, too. Fine fella. You kind of remind me of Andrew.
Thank you, sir.
Too bad Andrew had to go when he did. Now, Mother Jones isn't one to be alone, I'll tell you that.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Dr. Ware, because I've tried to impress that Mother Jones would be better off in a home like Laurel Hill, say, where there are lots of other people around that she could talk to.
Well, I don't know that she needs lots of other people, but Nellie likes to talk all right. She sure needs somebody.
But couldn't that somebody be other older folks like yourself?
Well, with Nellie, she likes a home that isn't spelled with a capital letter, like Laurel Hill. Her only joy now is to warm her lonely old heart in the reflected glow of her daughter's being married to you, and to remember her own Andrew as much like you. I hope you appreciate the sincere flattery of that.
Why, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, son, I hope I've helped you a little with your problem.
Well, it isn't exactly a problem. It's just... Well, I thought perhaps Mother Jones might be happy.
You're right, Michael. It isn't a problem, exactly. After all, Mother Jones is a member of the human family along with you and me. We got to forgive her her faults and expect her to do the same. As I always say, there's all different kinds of old folks. Some of them can't stand being with their kin. Love them, of course, but want to be independent. Then the other kind, well, they'd just pine away and die if they weren't near a son or a daughter. Now, Mother Jones is one of that kind, son.
Yes, I see, Doctor. Well, thanks very much.
That evening, as Michael and Doris and Mother Jones were having coffee after dinner, the subject of conversation turned to Mother Jones' recent physical examination.
Wonder why John Ware doesn't phone me about that medical examination I took first of the week.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, Mother Jones. I dropped in at Dr. Ware's office on the way home. I was walking by, so I happened to stop. And Dr. Ware says, well, that you're fit as a fiddle, Mother.
Well, now, isn't that nice of you? Doris, your husband is getting more like my Andrew every day that passes. Michael, I've been wondering what it was that you wanted to talk with me about one night about a week ago. Do you remember?
Me? I wanted to discuss something with you?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was, Doris?
What? No, dear. Oh, unless...
I remember what it was. I was thinking that since we're all such good old friends, wouldn't it be nice if we invite old Dr. Ware over to dinner some night?
And so ended the story of Michael and Doris Robeson and of Mother Jones. A heartwarming story and a true story, for this has been another front page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. The colossal vanity of Argentina's co-dictator, Eva Perón, will not be soon forgotten by the world. For according to an article in the coming issue of the great new American Weekly, Eva, wife of Argentina's dictator president, has designed her palace of death, a transparent tomb like Lenin's in Moscow, where after death she plans to play a star's part for posterity. Ray Josephs, author of Argentine Diary and other books on Latin America, has written a fascinating account of how Eva Perón planned her palace of death. Be sure to read this and other timely features in the coming issue of the great new American Weekly, carried with the leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city.